Okay, I'm going to read this Texas Wants Us Mexico poem. I don't know if it needs an explanation. It's not so much about Texas as about things that go on there. Part of her was lost in a world driven wild by the lunar cycle, the coming and going of astronauts, the search for other voices hiding in the wind. Part static electrical Christs, snow screen televisions and unwound strings of satellites rebound against each other, transmissions sent all the way from Galveston. Part of her is standing forever in the light of pickup trucks and guns, Mexican buds and Reynosa dust blowing clear through Stephenville. Out on the other side, someone gets it in the head, a family car spins drunk in a hole, everything becomes what it is. Towns spread in tracts imagined across abandoned roads and dig deep down into patterns of blood and bone of Indians, thieves and Mexico. Some things stay the same, some hide in the bushes or die by the roadside. The names of conflicts sometimes change. A woman sent me once from China a Japanese Zen bell. It hears four winds clapping against the bottom of the stars. Slow tones, deep and old, they melt into the world and mark time in a different way to speed signs and mileage markers. To hear the distant rising oil beneath the crust of fossils pushing up for home, inch through their territory. The broken hearts of churches and farms ringed with bullet holes, the fingerprints of snipers and the odor of the dead, and everything becomes what it is. Down on the border beds of tire irons and cactus, flowers are beginning to grow despite the weather. You can tell by the measures that have already been taken to cut them down to keep them out. Fire red grains busted in the heat, hardened drops of blood from the innards of a horse, the sacrificial animal rotting in the sun. Black dirt beating on the windows of a room, covered up with names desiccated and afraid. Almost barricaded against tornadoes and the habit, almost barricaded against the pistols and the rain. Claw through the dresser for signatures that bore you, the forensics of memory, the music and the hours, settle in light waves while something else is sounded. Company overalls left to dry on the back of half-owned chairs. Some dollar bills and change left over, for tomorrow America is waiting. In the lonely fitted kitchens, the broken garbage disposal, in rows of empty houses and the children in the mall, by the vacuum cleaners and sewing machines, in the artichoke fields and the slaughterhouses. America, we're waiting for the wind to rise and blow us over the line. Part of you was lost on the freeway to Houston. The moon already had its mark on you, its secret shades of gunmetal grey and blue ribbon murder, twisting the oceans, drawing shapes in the sand and turning sun-kissed blood. All the secret doors and phantom masks, all the shapes of death and remains of idols buried in the earth, all the violent removals between here and there. Next poem goes from America to Russia. It's called Perehod. And a Perehod is an underpass, because the streets have so much traffic, you have these underpasses, these subways where you cross the road. And Perehod means to cross over. Accordion. Do not abandon us. We wander in time underground, dark steps ironclad into the underpass. We are no longer striking out for home or the sound of birds singing. No, we are wired to unseen lines of communication. Accordion, do not abandon the rayon. We leave you in this chair in a place that is possible only because we meet at the cross section of the sunken shopping center, the entrance hall of the metro station, our hot dog stall and beer dispenser. Accordion, the ghost of Guillaume lives in every perehod, his songs heard through the cracks in the architecture of order up above. Accordion, we are descendants of your demons. Do not forsake us. Without you, we have nowhere. So you know how to find us. These days it is modern to congregate beneath Olympic stadiums or the edge of a city that half-finished remains, beating like a pulse, unanswered in the distance. it's another Russian poem. It's I was in St. Petersburg in the summer, and I'd never been there in the summer before. I'd always been there when it was cold and wet and miserable. But in the summer, they have this thing called White Nights, which is where it doesn't get dark. So it's just odd. If you stay there for more than a few days when the White Nights are on, you become, you can't sleep, and you just go around, everything is kind of twilight. So Moika is a river in St. Petersburg near the Church of the Spilled Blood, where they blew up one of the Tsars. This is called Moika. As if the shadow tip of northern lights runs through pale dead sky and distant gas illuminations hold up the night. The river sucks pitch black from the earth and rides through the city like petroleum, clawing its walls, rising almost its mass and flow. Notice no one staring over, no hooves beating, no engines roll, no cawing boats out abroad. No church lamps mark where its children walked around in circles when the bombs went off. In the white light of Peter, in the dark spilled blood, the glint of palace guards as they gather up their kopecks and make way illuminated over to the new museum. Menshevik militia drinking up above dive out windows to die in the alley, crying, ha, everyone is history in the dull white fog and everyone a passerby. Here come the believers peddling relics, new red domes and days without ends. I look into your eyes in the vacuum, it is love, that is what we'll call it in the absence of anything. It spits us out to dry in the air like salted fish or curled up meat. Silver ripples in the water and girls falling from gypsy cabs. Call, 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 anything, yes, the vacuum, that is what we'll call it in the absence of love. On dead canals, bright rain falls, we race for the underpass. Determine time, how slowly it seeds beneath the strip light and doesn't move at all outside. It is change, unchanged, reawakened. The white light of Peter, the dark spilled blood. In the absence of night, we will call it the dawn. Thank you.